ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 10 प्रह्लाद द बेस्ट एमंग एक्जाल्टेड डिवोटीज फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 52-59। आई एम जस्ट रीडिंग द टेक्स्ट फॉर द 59 वर्स इज रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड दैट वर्स इज पर्पट लिट आफ्टर कस्मि राजो वाच। राजो मीन्स युधिष्ठिर महाराज। कस्मिन् कर्माणि देवस्य मयोहं जगत इष्टुः यथा चोपचितः कीर्तिः कृष्णेना अनेन कथ्यताम्। महाराज युधिष्ठिर सेड फॉर व्हाट रीजन डिड द डेमन मय दानव वैंक्विश लॉर्ड शिवस रिपुटेशन। हाउ डिड लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेव लॉर्ड शिव एंड एक्सपांड हिज रिपुटेशन अगेन। Kindly describe these incidents. Sri Narada Vacha Nirjita Asura Devair Yudhiyanena Upabrahmitai Mayenam Paramacharyam Mayam Sarvanam Ayayuh. Narada Muni said, when the demigods who are always powerful by the mercy of Lord Krishna fought with the Asuras were defeated and therefore they took shelter of Mayadanava, the greatest of the demons. So Nirmaya Purastis Tisro Haimi Ropyayosir Vibhuhu Durlakhyapyayoha Samyogat दुर्बीतर्ख्य परिच्छदः ताभिस्ते असुर सेनान्यो लोकां स्त्रीन् शेश्वरान् नृपः स्मरन्तो नाशयां चक्रुः पूर्व वैरम् अलक्षितः। मयदानव द ग्रेट लीडर ऑफ डीमन्स प्रिपेयर्ड थ्री invisible residences and gave them to the demons. These dwellings resembled airplanes made of gold, silver and iron, and they contained uncommon paraphernalia. My dear King Yudhishthira, because of these three dwellings, the commanders of the demons remained invisible to the demigods. Taking advantage of this opportunity, the demons, remembering their former enmity, began to vanquish the three worlds, the upper, middle, and the lower planetary system. Tataste Seswaraha Loka Upasadye Swaram Nataha Trahinas Tavakan Deva Vinastams Tripuralayahi. Thereafter, when the demons had begun to destroy the higher planetary systems, the rulers of those planets went to Lord Shiva, fully surrendered unto him, and said, "Dear Lord, we demigods living in the three worlds are about to be vanquished. We are your followers. Kindly save us." Athanu griha bhagavan ma bhaisteti suran vibhu saram dhanusas sandhyaya puresu astram vyamunchatah. The most powerful and able Lord Shiva reassured them and said, "Do not be afraid." He then fixed his arrows to his bow and released them towards the three residences occupied by the demons. Text 58. Tato agni varna isasva utpetuhu suryamandalat yathamayukha sandoha nadrishyanta puroyatah. The arrows released by Lord Shiva appeared like fiery beams emanating from the sun globe and covered the three residential aeroplanes, which could then no longer be seen. Then now text 59, that is written on the board. Taisprishta vyasavah sarve nipetu sma puraukasaha tan aniya mahayogi maya kuparase akhipat. Word meaning taihi, by those fiery arrows, sprishtaha, being attacked or being touched, vyasavaha, without life, sarve, all the demons, nipetuhu, fell down, sma, formerly, puraha okasaha, being the inhabitants of the above mentioned three residential aeroplanes, tan, all of them, aniya, bringing, mahayogi, the great mystic maya, maya, mayadanava, kuparase, in the well of nectar, created by the great mystic maya, akhipat, put. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: attacked by Lord Shiva's golden arrows, all the demoniac inhabitants of those three dwellings lost their lives and fell down. Then the great mystic Mayadanava dropped the demons into a nectarian well that he had created. Purport: the asuras are generally extremely powerful because of their mystic yogic power. However, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6:47, yoginam api sarvesam madgate antaratmana saddhavan bhajate yomam same yukta tamo matah. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. The actual purpose of mystic yoga is to concentrate one's attention fully on the personality of Godhead, Krishna, and always think of him, madgata antaratmana. To attain such perfection, one must undergo a certain process, hatha yoga. And through this yoga system, the practitioner achieves some uncommon mystic power. The asuras, however, instead of becoming devotees of Krishna utilize this mystic power for their personal sense gratification. Maya Danava, for example, is mentioned here as Mahayogi, a great mystic. But his business was to help the asuras. Nowadays, we are actually seeing that there are some yogi who cater to the senses of materialists, and there are imposters who advertise themselves as God. Maya Danava was such a person, a god among the demons, and he could perform some wonderful feats, one of which is described here. He made a well filled with nectar and dipped the asuras into that nectarian well. This nectar was known as Amrita Sanjeevai Tari, for it could bring a dead body to life. Amrita Sanjeevai Tari is also an Ayurvedic preparation. It is a kind of liquor that invigorates even a person on the verge of death. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Satarine Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tais prashta vyasavah sarve nipetuhu sma puraukasah tan aniya mahayogi mayah kupara rase akhipat. Attacked by Lord Shiva's golden arrows, all the demoniac inhabitants of those three dwellings lost their lives and fell down. Then the great mystic Maya Danava dropped the demons into a nectarian well that he had created. Right? Everyone likes such a well. When just put some dead body alive again. The scientists are searching for this. Eh? Scientist, the thinking you can make also the dead ones again alive, so they are trying their best to invent these things, but it was already invented by Maya, the demon Maya. Anyhow, this chapter is describing about Prahlada, the best among the exalted devotees. And after describing the glorious character of Prahlad Maharaj and also about the glorious pastimes of Lord Vishnu, the Nrsimhadev, then the boon was given that anyone who hear these pastimes Prahlad Maharaj was best among exalted devotees. Anyone who, with great attention, hears this narration, concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead Nrisimhadev, surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai. So after describing this, then Narad Muni, he spoke to Maharaj Yudhishthir that Lord Vishnu actually the only worshipable Lord. Even exalted persons like Lord Shiva and Brahma could not properly describe the truth of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after hearing this, that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and even once in previous incident, he described that even Lord Vishnu protect Lord Shiva from a dangerous situation. So Yudhishthira Maharaj become inquisitive. Then he asked, please describe what is that situation that Lord Vishnu helps Lord Shiva, or he protects Shiva, and he so then Narada Muni started speaking about this story of Maya Danava. My dear Yudhishthira, long ago in history, a demon known as Maya Danava, who was very expert in technical knowledge, reduced the reputation of Lord Shiva. In that situation, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saved Lord Shiva. So that's why this whole explanation was given by Narada Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that that how Maya Danava was a great leader of the demons, and he prepared three invisible residences and gave them to the demons. So the demigods could not see these residences on the sky. So taking this advantage, this opportunity, the demons, remembering their former enmity, began to vanquish the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. So now the demigods, being helpless, they took shelter of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also a guna avatar, incarnation, and he is specifically in charge of destroying everything. The Brahma is the creator in charge of creating things, and Vishnu is maintaining, and Lord Shiva is in charge of destroying everything. But still, Lord Shiva was in problem when he was fighting with the demon Maya. Because Prabhupada described the Maya is just like a god among demons. The demons consider him as God, Maya Danava. Because the demons, anyone help the demons for satisfying their sense gratification, help them, just like even Hiranyakashipu also considered Brahma as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After austerity, Brahma came to give some boon, the Hiranyakashipu also started praying to Brahma as if the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, there is not truth, but anyone satisfy their senses, they consider him as God. Even Prabhupada used to say, in Second World War time, there is a person in Calcutta. In Calcutta there was a person. Everyone was hating and rebuking, blaspheming Hitler, because he is the cause of the Second World War. But one person in Calcutta, he has a big frame, big picture of Hitler. And every day after taking bath, he will do aarti of Hitler. Jaya Hitler Hare. So everyone surprised, what are you doing? Why you worshipping Hitler? Hitler, I don't care what is going on in outside in world or what is going on. But because of this man, this world war happened, so I had only a small business of 5,000 rupees. So by doing black marketing, now my business, I become a crorepati. Now I earn so much money for my self-gratification. So the peoples are like that. Anyone helps them in their sense gratification, they consider him as God. That is generally the people having demoniac mentality. So that's why this Maya Danava, all the demons and when Lord Shiva, in course of his fighting, he destroyed all the three invisible, that is aeroplanes that created by Maya Danava. So not only Lord Shiva destroyed the aeroplanes, but he killed all the residents they were staying in those aeroplanes. So when the demons now saw that they are helpless, Lord Shiva completely destroyed their pride, and they killed almost the majority of the demons were killed. So they take shelter of, the demons took shelter of Maya Danava. Maya Danava was a famous demon. Even he created another son to compete with the real son. One time is a story in Mahabharata. Even Maya Danava, he created another son in the sky. That's why Krishna chastised Maya Danava also. The description. But Maya Danava was very intelligent. He came in shelter of Arjun. Narada Muni told, go to shelter of Arjun. He will save you. So anyhow, when Arjun gave shelter to Maya Danava, Krishna could not kill Maya Danava because so finally the Maya Danava also, he did one good thing for Pandavas. He created this Indraprastha Nagari. That is the creation of Maya Danava also for Pandavas. Indraprastha, Hastinapur was under Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, but is even a better palace for the Pandavas, even Maya Danava created, because Arjuna gave him protection when Krishna was ready to kill the Maya Danava. Anyway, that is another incident. Maya Danava was very powerful. So that's why when Lord Shiva, all the demons were died, then Maya Danava again he created he made well filled with nectar and dipped the asuras into that nectarian well, and this nectar was, as Prabhupada is writing, this particular substance that was within that well, this is called Amrita Sanjivaitari. This word actually is not in the verse, but it is one acharya, like Acharya Vijaya Dhoj. I saw yesterday in his commentary. It is not in commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur or Sridhar Swami. But on that particular commentary, he mentioned this word. Amrita Sanjivaitari. For it could bring a dead body to life. That is the power, even the Maya Danava has that power to create such things. Even can bring the dead bodies again to life. That is even now the present day scientists are trying to achieve this thing. They're telling we don't allow anyone to die, and time will come, we'll keep everyone alive forever. That is the demons also always try like this, but it's never successful. So we'll see after that when this, then Maya Danava was able to make the demons alive again. That is Amrita Sanjivaitari, Ayurvedic preparation. Prabhupada is telling this is also in one Ayurvedic preparation. It is also called, the same words is mentioned for that. That is also like a liquor that investigates even a person on the verge of death, can protect. So anyhow, so Maya Danava was able to create such a liquid substance by simply making someone dip in that liquid in that well of nectar, that is Amrita Sanjivani Vaitari, that he could make again him alive. So now the problem for the David said, Lord Shiva even could not find any way what to do, and how can I deal again? I killed these demons, they again come to life. Not only come to life, they become very strong. Their body becomes so strong, it can even the vajra, the weapon of Indra, cannot able to kill the demons now. So that's why when Lord Shiva was thinking in this way, how to face the situation, how to protect the demigods from the demons attack. So Lord Vishnu, he was thinking about Lord Vishnu to give some intelligence, because ultimate intelligence is given to everyone by Lord Vishnu. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto matah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He is residing in everyone's heart, and from him the remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge, everything emanates from Krishna. So when Lord Shiva, he was remembering Krishna within, then Krishna planned something. He took Brahma with him and he told, you become a cow, cup. He told Brahma. Then Vishnu himself become a cow. Not only cow, he has also a potency, the maya, the illusory potency of Lord Vishnu. Mama maya durataya. No one can overcome the illusory potency of maya. The same incidents like when there is churning of ocean, milk ocean, then is so many, when this nectar come from churning of the ocean, the demons just took from the hand of, forcefully took it from the hand of demigods, then ran away with the pot. So again the demigod also remember Krishna. Then Krishna appeared as a Mohini, an incarnation of Mohini. He is such a beautiful woman, and the demons has one weakness of seeing a beautiful woman, their lusty desires. So like Krishna also cheated all the demons in that way, distributed all the nectar to the demigods. So this incident also, now Krishna become a cow and Brahma become a calf. Then the cow and calf just enter in the camp of the demons. No one, because of his illusory potency of Lord Vishnu, then no one was thinking anything harm will happen because of this calf or cows. So they just go inside. Then the calf and cow, they both started drinking all the nectars. that all the substance, that whole well become dry. they drink everything. Then Vaidyanava could understand the cause of every cause is Lord Sri Krishna or Vishnu. So no one can overcome the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anyhow, in this way, in fourth coming verses he described that what is the question is by Maharaj Yudhishthir. He want to know how Lord Sri Krishna helped Lord Shiva from a dangerous situation, how he protects Shiva. So that is described in the forthcoming verses in detail. So there are so many incidents how Lord Vishnu, at last class Banabhatta Prabhu also speaking about Brukasura, how Lord protect Shiva once that incident. So many incidents there. How Lord's always Lord Krishna protects Lord Shiva. So many. But I am not going into detail because I have to speak something about Ishwarapuri, the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, and he is a dear most disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that appearance or disappearance, just like we read this prayer by, and this is this by Chaitanya Narottamadas Thakur, he told that being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga accompanied by these devotees, then Narottamadas Thakur weeps, simply weeps, and he is telling that I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. But I cannot tolerate separation from a Vaishnava. But in same time, if it is also in Ramananda Raya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Ramananda Raya, Dukha Madhi Kono Dukha Haye Gurutar, with the topmost miserable condition for a Vaishnava. Then the Ramananda Raya also told same thing. Vaishnava Vicheda Dukha Bina Dukha Nahi Yaar. When we lose the association of a exalted Vaishnava, and that is the topmost situation or topmost miserable situation that a Vaishnava can experience. So, but in the contrary we see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he reasons ill who thinks or who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound, the Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread holy name around. That is also a statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that a Vaishnava die to live and living try to spread holy names around. So that's why both appearance and disappearance of a Vaishnava Acharya is glorious. So Ishwarapuri is a disciple of Madhavendrapuri, but he is considered as the topmost, he is the most sincere disciple of Madhavendrapuri. In Gauragandhas Deepika, in 23 verse, he told that Tasya Shishya Abhavat Sriman Ishwarapuri Jati Phalaya Masaha Sringaram Yaha Sringara Phalatmakaha. He tells that Tasya means Madhavendrapuri's disciple, Sriman Ishwarapuri, is a great saintly person, and he is the most fortunate personality because Madhavendra Puri teaches him about Sringara Rasa. Sringara Rasa means the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. That is particularly Madhavendra Puri gave these teachings to Ishwarapuri. Otherwise, he gave Sakya and Dasya to Advaita Acharya and some other disciples about Vatsalya by Rangapuri, like some disciples mentioned. He gave different, they gave the same teachings, the spiritual master, according to the disciples' constitutional position, he gave him different types of teachings to different disciples. Anyhow, particularly to Ishwarapuri, he did not kept any secret. He gave all the teachings about Radha Krishna's conjugal love affairs. So he the same knowledge he gave imparted in the parampara to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is Sringara Phalatmakaha. This is in this way, in this parampara, the Sringara Rasa, that Unnata Ujjvala Rasam, So Bhakti Sriyam, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to this earthly planet. So one of the reason to preach this philosophy of pure love of Godhead, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ultimate teachings, that Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajabadhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatravdarana Paraha. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that our worshipable Lord is Vrajendranandan Krishna, and like equally his pastime places Vrindavan is also worshipable by us, and how to achieve our goal, the love of Godhead, we have to follow the footprints of the Brajavasis, specifically the Brajavadhus, the gopis. So these teachings, that is in a parampara system, the Lord Chaitanya learned from the Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, he learned from Madhavendrapuri. Anyhow, Ishwarapuri was born in a Brahmin family. It is in Bengal, West Bengal, in Kumarhat. It's called Halisahar. And in Jyeshtha Purnima, his appearance is in Jyeshtha Purnima. So his father and mother's name was not properly mentioned in other shastras, but some places mentioned that he was son of Sri Shyama Sundar Acharya, Brahmana family. So he detached from his family life and went in pilgrimage, and finally he took Diksha from Madhavendra. In the course of his traveling, he met Madhavendra Puri and he took initiation from him. He took all initiation, even sannyas. Madhavendra Puri also gave him sannyas. So, in this way, from initiation, Ishwara Puri always remained with his guru. He never separated him from his guru. He always stayed with guru and he is famous for serving Madhavendra Puri personally. The service of spiritual master in two ways. One is serving his body, his bappu, bappu seva, and another is bani, by serving him, by following his words. That is, Srila Prabhupada followed the words of his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada make his life perfect. But Ishwara Puri, in another way, he served his guru. He gave the opportunity to serve his guru, personally staying and serving his bappu, his body. So, in this way, that's why it mentioned that Ishwara Puri is one of the best disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was leaving his body at Khirochara Gopinath in Remuna. There is Madhavendra Puri Samadhi. So Ishwara Puri was with his guru in that place. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is Krishnadas Kaviraj is describing that how these two disciples, they're representing. One is Guru Sevi, another is Guru Tyagi. Who is Guru Sevi? Ishwara Puri. And another disciple, Ramchandra Puri, he was Guru Tyagi. So, telling Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Mahat Anugraha Nigrahara Sakhi Dui Jana Ei Dui Dware Sikhaila Jagat Jana. These two examples of Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri, by giving this example, this the common peoples, they could learn to how to please the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how to please Lord Krishna. The Guru Sevi Shishya, that is Ishwara Puri, who was staying with his guru, Madhavendra Puri, in his last days, when he was feeling so much separation from his Gopal, because he went to bring the sandalwood for Gopal to Jagannath Puri. But in return, he stayed in Khirchur Gopinath, because Gopal told just, you observe this Chandana festival in Khirchur Gopinath temple, put this sandalwood and paste, make it paste with kapoor, with kapoor, and just smear the Chandana in the body of Gopinath. There is no difference between my body and the Gopinath's body. We are the same personality. So you stay there and smear Chandan on the body of Gopinath deity. Madhavendra Puri tried many times to come back to Braja, Vrindavan, but he could not. It was Krishna's plan to teach the Vipralamba Bhakti, to setting an example of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was staying in Remuna, but he was always repenting for his Gopal. He was chanting on famous verse all the time. Ai dina dayardanatha he mathura natha kadavalakyase hidayam tadaloka kataram daita bhamyati king karomyaham. That is, this verse is very famous. Even the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami telling that this verse is chanted originally by Radharani. Then it was repeated by Madhavendra Puri. It was come again from the mouth of Madhavendra Puri due to the causeless mercy of Radharani. Then same verse was again recited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only three persons is qualified in this entire humanity that to release this verse. Oi dina dayardanatha he, O Lord of the poor and Oh, Dayardha means you are so merciful, oh merciful, merciful Lord, the Lord of the poor and Lord of the devotees. And where shall I go? How can I see you again? Oh Mathura Nath, oh the Lord of Mathura, Lord of Vrindavan. Where shall I go? How can I get your darshan? How can I able to see you again? How can I unite with you again? Because he was in Ramuna, then he was trying. Just like Radharani was in Vrindavan, Krishna was in Dwaraka, always repenting. That is Vipralamba Bhakti. So Madhavendra Puri was always crying in Ramuna. He was in Ramuna, but he was crying is for Krishna, day and night. Just like Lord Chaitanya was also lamenting like that. Where shall I go and how can I get my Lord of my heart, the Krishna? He just thinking himself, Lord Chaitanya is Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also lamenting always in Jagannath Puri. So in this way, when he was just crying day and night, he has no outward his senses about his body. He was not conscious about his body. He was in a spiritual platform. He was above his body. He could not know when he is passing stool, when he is passing urine, when he is eating or not. Just everything was taken care by the Ishwara Puri. He was even cleaning in his own hand his tools, his urine, always taking care of so nicely of Madhavendra Puri. And he was in timely, he was feeding him. In this way, full time he was engaged in service of Madhavendra Puri. So in this, being pleased with Ishwara Puri's service, Madhavendra Puri gave him a boon. Krishna tumake hauka prema dhana. You may achieve pure love of Godhead at lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna tumaka hauka prema dhana. By getting this, because of this blessings of Madhavendra Puri, so Ishwara Puri becomes such an exalted devotee. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he thought, unless I become disciple of this person, this is Ishwara Puri, I cannot repay to my devotee Madhavendra Puri. So in this way, even Lord Chaitanya accepted Ishwara Puri as his spiritual master. So that's why Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami giving an example of a perfect disciple of Ishwara Puri. He is a Guru Sevi. He dedicated his whole life in service of his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri. But another disciple, he was Ramachandra Puri. He is also a sannyasi. He also took sannyas from Madhavendra Puri. He came in that spot when Madhavendra Puri was in Vipralamba Bhakti, was lamenting day and night. He came, he told, oh, what are you doing? Why you are crying? This is just like a bhavuk, sentimentalist. Why crying? What is this? Stop this crying, you should meditate on a Brahman. Because he's traveling in South India, so many places, associating with the Mayavadis, even his intelligence was polluted, Ramachandra Puri. So he was advising his guru, should meditate on Brahman. So Madhavendra Puri became very disturbed. He became very angry. He told him, get out from here. If you will die, seeing your face, may not I will attend Krishna. I reject you as my disciples. No more you are my disciples. Get out from here. Because you are rejected by Madhavendra Puri. He did not care. He still go on walking, they come to Jagannath Puri again. And in Jagannath Puri he came, and then Lord Chaitanya, he gave him respect because he was God brother of Ishwara Puri, his spiritual master. So all devotees, they pay their obeisances, they gave him so much respect. They ask him, please accept for taking prasadam. But Ramachandra Puri, he is always fault-finding nature, seeing where is fault. So he told, no, you sit down. First I have to serve. Tadere charana se, I have to serve the Vaishnavas. You sit down, I have to serve all of you. I eat in the last. That is my, always I, that is my habit. I have to eat and first serve the Vaishnava. You sit down. They made them sit down in two lines, then he himself personally started serving. But he putting so much prasad, even five men's food in one plate. So they said, don't, we cannot eat so much, please give little. No, you eat. This is Mahaprasad. In this way, he finished all bucket, prasadam. He did not keep him for himself. So make the devotees to eat. After they finished the prasadam, with much difficulty, they're sitting. Then he told, I heard from the people that the associates of this Gauranga, they eat so much. I saw it practically. You're eating so much food. Five persons food, one person. How can you control your senses? If you eat so much, then how can you control your senses? They started chastising everyone. So in this way, he was always get some pleasure by blaspheming others, chastising others, fault-finding nature. Finally, he went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his residence in Gambhira, in Kashi Mishra's house. Then he could not find any fault with Mahaprabhu. Just seeing very carefully, Mahaprabhu was just folding hand, he paid him full dandavat, pranam, then he was very humbly, he was expecting some order from him, he can do some service. But he saw Ramachandra just, he could not find any fault with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior or his attitude. Then he saw some ants were just walking in the wall side, some ants. He told, why ants are moving here? Definitely some sweets somewhere. If there are sweets, then ants will come. You are a sannyasi, you eating sweet. He did not see even any sweet there. But because ants are there, so he thinking sweet. Lord Chaitanya was eating sweet. In this way, he chastised even Lord Chaitanya. Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami is describing, in this way, the whole spiritual life of Ramachandra Puri was destroyed. He became an atheist. Because he rejected by Madhavendra Puri, his guru, then finally he was rejected by Lord Chaitanya, his associates also. In this way, one should, Ishwara Puri gave a perfect example how one can make his lives perfect or achieve love of Godhead, that is the goal of human life, by simply pleasing the spiritual master. Sei haite Ishwara Puri premera sagar, Ramachandra Puri Haila Sarvanindakar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, in this way, Ishwara Puri became glorified by all devotees. But Ramachandra Puri, no one like the devotees, by hearing the name of Ramachandra Puri, they simply try to escape from that place. In this, so we have, as a devotee, we have to follow the example of the Ishwara Puri as the disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Even Lord Chaitanya, after he took initiation from Ishwara Puri in Gaya, I am not going through, time is over. So anyhow, after taking initiation from Ishwara Puri from Gaya, then Lord Chaitanya come back to Navadip. Then he went one time, he went to the village of Ishwara Puri, that is Kumarhat, Halisahar, that is present day called it Halisahar. So then Lord Chaitanya was just rolling on the grounds of that village. He was rolling on the mud, and he was telling, this is the village of my spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. This mud or this soil of this village is worshipable for me. In this way, Mahaprabhu was rolling on this mud or in this in the dust of that village, and the particular place where Ishwara Puri was born, the villagers, they told, this is the particular place where your spiritual master Ishwara Puri took birth. Then Lord Chaitanya took so much dust, he just put on his uttari, sannyas uttari, he just put dust just that time he was not sannyasi, anyhow. From his uttar he was put dust and then he's just tied it and he's just carrying with him. Even nowadays, when the devotees they go to this village, particularly this Kumarhat, this tradition is still there. And it's become a big, now it has become a big pond, like his pond, because everyone goes, all devotees go, they take dust from that place. Because Lord Chaitanya carries dust from that place. It is Gaudiya, the tradition of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they go there, because this is the birthplace of Ishwarapuri. So the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, so everyone is now also taking dust from that place. She is such a important devotee, Ishwarapuri, in our parampara. Is even the best disciple of Madhavendra Puri and even the spiritual master of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There are many personalities like in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, like Kala Krishna Das and Chota Haridas, Ramachandra Puri, but they are not the sinful persons. This is because Lord Chaitanya never performed any pastimes with the conditioned souls. Lord, when he came, that is why he told, when Mahaprabhu came, he came with all his associates. And he did his pastimes with his eternal associate. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaye Brajendra Sutopas. Gaurangera Sangi Gane means whoever have deal with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are not ordinary. They are just take some roles in a drama to teach us. Anyhow, they set an example, just like in drama some different actors. Just like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakasya, they are not conditioned souls. They are Jai Vijay, Jagai Madai. They are not conditioned souls. They are performing some roles that teaches us. Because you mentioned that when the Krishna or even Gauranga, he appeared in this material world, they don't perform their pastimes with the conditioned souls. They are all liberated souls. Anyhow, but still, we should not follow the examples of Hiranyakashipu, or we have to follow the examples of Prahlad. A Uttama Vaishnava, he knows that Prahlad is also a devotee, Hiranyakashipu is also ultimately a devotee. But still, we have to follow the examples of Prahlad. We have to follow the examples of Ishwarapuri, not the Ramachandrapuri. Yes. And Bapu. Prabhupada is concluding Chaitanya Charitamrita. In conclusion, he told this, he wrote about these two types of service to spiritual master, Bapu and Bani. But Prabhupada told Bani Seva is more, this is available for everyone and this is more powerful than the Bapu. So it is practical to do Bani Seva for everyone. Bapu Seva is very rarely people they get this chance, like Ishwarapuri they got. But you will see our ISKCON, very few people like Sutakirti Prabhu, Harishwari Prabhu, few people they have chance to serve Prabhupada. But still there is people, those devotees are following his instructions, they are also great. So that is possible for everyone to follow the, like Prabhupada gave set an example. Prabhupada, when he met his spiritual master, he never asked anything. First time only the Calcutta, first meeting they have some argument. But after that Prabhupada never argue with his spiritual master. Simply ask, how can I serve you? How can I please you? The 6 words just. Whenever he met his spiritual master, just pay obeisances and ask, how can I serve you? how can I please you? So same answer was coming from Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur. You are a young educated boy, then translate Vedic literatures, the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into English language and teach in the Western world. Prabhupada tried his best to fulfill the desires of a spiritual master. So in this way, if you are sincerely approach spiritual master, then he could reveal what he wants from you, then you can follow it. But not imitate. not imitate Mahabhagavata. Sometimes we think, we will ask, like imitating Prabhupada, we ask something, spiritual master, but we have something that we will get, become very famous or become everyone to show someone that how dedicated I am. Then later on you could not follow his order. It's not good. I saw one disciple was coming and asking again and again to a spiritual master, please give me some seva, particular seva, tell me that I can make it mission of my life and follow like Prabhupada. But the spiritual master not telling anything, again and again, and he coming. Finally the secretary told, why is he coming 50 times, please tell him what to do. Why not telling him? He is looks very sincere. Spiritual master told, because I know him, I tell him something to do, then he cannot do. So then he committed the third offense, disobey the orders of spiritual master. Then he cannot chant holy names, pure names. So that's why sometimes the spiritual master also saw the quality of a disciple and then he instruct him. Otherwise, if you ask and a spiritual master tell you something you cannot do, then it's very bad. We shouldn't imitate Prabhupada, but still we should know this is secret. With pure heart, we have to ask spiritual master, how can I please you? So in this way, Hare Krishna. Okay. दंथराश्रीमद भागवतम की जय। श्रील ईश्वरपुरी डिसअपीयरेंस डे की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की।